This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As you read and reflect on Matthew's record of Jesus' life, you find more and more hinted at and then clearly stated about the death of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 16, after Peter declared that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus explains that he will have to die for God's plan to be realized. In chapter 17, after Jesus was transfigured, he explains the suffering he will face. In chapter 20, after giving the parable of workers in the vineyard, he again predicts his death. And during the final days of his life, right after he was gloriously hailed as the Son of David while triumphantly entering Jerusalem, described in Matthew 21, he shares the parable of the tenants. In this parable, he makes it clear that the son will be killed in fulfillment of Psalm 118:22. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The religious leaders were having a hard time understanding what Jesus was saying, especially since at the same time he was accepting the affirmation of being the Messiah. They were looking for a king who would alleviate their present difficult circumstances. Jesus was promising to provide for their eternal well-being. This is still true. People are always looking for Jesus to get them through their present circumstances and make life better here and now. That concern totally overshadows what they should be concerned about, their eternal salvation. Christ the King so loved us that he died for our sins in order to offer us eternal life. Have you received this gift from King Jesus? If not, do it now.